Welcome to today's deep dive. Look, just push those intake forms out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about the mess.
It's fine. And look, to you, the listener, you'll have to forgive the fluorescent lighting in here. I mean, it's basically designed to keep us awake at this point.
We definitely need it.
We really do. Because today, we are broadcasting from the nursing desk of a metaphorical high security psychiatric wing.
A very specific kind of ward.
Right. A ward reserved exclusively for the titans of the commercial real estate industry. We're calling it the CRE clinic. And frankly, we're just a couple of weary clinical observers.
Utterly exhausted.
Yeah, exhausted is the word, because we spend our days reviewing the diagnostic notes from Priyanshu Adithekar.
Right, but I mean, he's basically the lead investigator here.
He is. He's quite possibly the sole remaining professional actually reporting on the industry's cognitive decline. Like, he's taking the vital signs while everyone else is just wandering the halls admiring their hospital gowns.
It's a recurring theme. I mean, the names on the doors change, the assets change, but the underlying pathology, it remains remarkably consistent.
Exactly. Which brings us to the latest agitated patient admitted to our ward.
Ah, yes. The multifamily housing market.
Yes. Currently thrashing around in room 4B, suffering from a really severe acute delusion.
It's a fascinating delusion, really. A sort of golden age hallucination that makes absolutely zero mathematical sense.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this delusion because it's baffling. The patient is exhibiting a coordinated stiffening in rent hikes.
They are artificially inflating prices across the board.
But wait, hold on. Landlords raising rents? I mean, that isn't exactly breaking news. Rent goes up. That's just real estate, right?
Well, normally, yes. But it's the context here that elevates this to an involuntary psychiatric hold.
Right, the vacancy rates.
Exactly. They are hiking prices in the face of rising vacancy rates. The supply of empty apartments is actually going up, but the prices are simultaneously going up.
Which violates basic economic gravity. I mean, when supply increases and demand softens, prices are supposed to fall.
That is the healthy homeostatic function of a free market. But this patient, they've completely severed their connection to physical reality.
Okay, but I want to play devil's advocate for a second. Because landlords have always checked each other's prices.
Sure, they shop the comps.
Yeah, like if I own a building, I'm absolutely calling the leasing office down the street. Right, I'm checking online listings. How is that suddenly a pathology instead of just, modern efficiency?
Well, that is the exact defense the industry uses. And honestly, it sounds perfectly reasonable until you look under the hood.
Until you run the labs.
Exactly. To understand a hallucination of this scale, you can't just look at the surface behavior. You have to run the labs. And when we look at Pri's autopsy of the market data,
It gets dark.
it gets very dark because we aren't just looking at public data aggregation. We are looking at the introduction of a pathogen.
A digital pathogen.
Right. Specifically, a software vector known as the YieldStar algorithm. It was developed by a company called RealPage.
Okay, so YieldStar is the pathogen driving this acute price-fixing atrophy. Break down the mechanics for me.
Well, as Prey notes in the patient's chart, this software acts as a central nervous system for competitors. It doesn't rely on public listings like Zillow.
Oh, so it's not just scraping websites.
Emphatically not. It relies on proprietary, non-public data. Look, in a healthy market, your real-time occupancy rates, your lease expirations, the actual concessions you give a tenant.
Like a free month of rent or whatever.
Right. That is deeply guarded, private data. You do not hand your playbook to the opposing team.
Because if my competitor knows exactly how desperate I am to fill a unit, they can crush me.
Exactly. But YieldStar requires its clients to willingly bleed their daily private metrics into a single centralized pool.
Wait, willingly?
Willingly. Competitors are pouring their private data into this software. The algorithm then aggregates all that deeply private data and uses it to prescribe daily pricing for everyone.
I mean, that is just so Landlord A and Landlord B are technically competing for you, the renter.
Allegedly competing, yeah.
Right. But behind the scenes, they are secretly sharing a single brain to decide what to charge you.
Yes. It's like a group of competing athletes secretly sharing a nervous system to decide who wins a race and then, still demanding gold medals for competition.
That is absurd. And it brings us to the second symptom pre-identified, which is artificial supply constriction.
This is where it gets really destructive. The algorithm actually prescribes keeping units vacant. It tells landlords to starve the supply.
Okay, I need you to explain the math on that. Because if I own a building with 200 units and 20 are empty, I am bleeding cash every single day.
Right, your instinct is to lower the rent to get someone in there.
Obviously. So why on earth would I refuse to lower the rent?
Because the algorithm calculates portfolio-wide revenue, not individual unit occupancy.
Okay, run the numbers for me.
Let's say you have those 200 units at $2,000 a month. Fully occupied, that's $400,000 a month.
Got it.
Now, YieldStar tells you to raise the rent to $2,400, a 20% increase.
But if I do that, people will move out. I'll lose tenants.
You absolutely will. Let's say you lose 10% of your tenants. Now you have 20 empty units.
Right.
But you still have 180 units paying the new higher rate of $2,400. 180 times $2,400 is $432,000.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. You are making $32,000 more every single month, even though you have 20 empty apartments.
Okay, so the math actually works, but only if the market accepts that higher price.
Precisely. And how do you ensure the market accepts it?
You make sure every other major landlord in the neighborhood is using the exact same software.
Bingo. They're getting the exact same advice to hold units vacant. By mathematically starving the supply, they force the prices upward.
So if you're a renter and you've wondered why prices are astronomical even when a building is half empty, this is why. You aren't negotiating with a property manager.
No, you're negotiating with a nationwide algorithm.
An algorithm that already talked to every other building on the block. Which leads to the third symptom pre-spotted, cartel formation.
Right. They are bypassing standard market mechanics entirely to create a price-fixing cartel.
But wait, I've seen the industry push back on this. They say, look, it's just a recommendation. The property managers don't have to accept the algorithm's price.
They do say that, but the investigative notes show something very different. The system is designed to heavily discourage overrides.
How so?
If a property manager wants to set a lower price than YieldStar recommends, they often have to justify it to a regional vice president.
Oh, so they build in corporate friction.
Exactly. The friction guarantees compliance with the machine.
I mean, the sheer arrogance of it. The market titans really think they can form a cartel, slap a tech logo on it, call it an algorithm, and suddenly it's legal.
It is a profound delusion.
But look, you can't run a pathogen this aggressive in the wild without the body politic eventually noticing. I mean, the immune response has to kick in.
And it has. The white blood cells have arrived, and they are carrying federal subpoenas.
Let's talk about that legal biopsy, because the Department of Justice and several state attorneys general are actively suing.
It is a massive immune response. The DOJ is alleging that this software isn't merely a tool, it is an active facilitator for anti-competitive behavior.
Right. They are citing the Sherman Antitrust Act, which historically is what you use when executives meet in a smoke-filled room to rig prices.
You charge 50, I charge 50, exactly.
But the DOJ is saying that doing it through a cloud-based algorithm is the exact same crime, just, you know, with better ventilation.
That's a great way to put it. It doesn't matter if you didn't physically speak to your competitor. If you both outsource your pricing to a shared agent that pools your private data, you formed an illegal cartel.
And this is where the dark humor of this ward really sets in, because you look down the hall and the rest of the industry is just happily polishing their pro forma.
Suffering from complete institutional amnesia regarding the legal risks.
Utter amnesia. While Pree is the only one in the basement actually performing an autopsy on the deal.
Well, Pree's boots on the ground diagnosis of this delusion reveals the real core of the danger here. It's the black box complication.
Unpack that black box for us. Why is this so lethal for an individual landlord?
Because the algorithm is proprietary. The actual math, how it weights your competitor's data against your own to spit out a price, that happens behind heavily encrypted walls.
So you feed your data in, a magically inflated price comes out, and you have no idea how it got there.
Right. You are legally blind. So if the DOJ knocks on your door, you cannot cleanly amputate the anti-competitive behavior.
You can't just tweak it to be compliant.
No, because the algorithm itself is the coordination. You can't prove your prices aren't tainted by your competitor's private data.
It's just staggering. The ultimate investment in legal fragility, you're relying on a black box that the DOJ is currently dissecting.
It's a house of cards. And the DOJ is preparing the scalpels.
Which begs the question. What happens to the remaining healthy tissue? I mean, the investors, the developers who are actually trying to survive this.
This is where we pivot to the treatment plan. And Pree has a very specific reverse psychology solution.
Reverse psychology?
Yeah. The cure begins with waking up and realizing the magic beans aren't real. You have to look at the actual brain of the deal rather than the hallucinated internal rate of return.
Well, like the IRR, the number they use to trick pension funds into giving them millions.
Exactly. You have to stop staring at the glowing numbers on the screen. How Priest saw the symptoms before the family portfolio was traded away. It actually prescribes three crucial interventions to maintain pro forma health.
Okay, let's go through the prescription. Step one.
Step one is compliance grafting. This means an immediate, unsparing audit of all automated pricing software within your portfolio.
So go to your property managers today and ask exactly how the software works.
Right, and if the answer involves processing private data from the building across the street, you unplug it immediately.
Just cut it out. Okay, what's step two?
Manual market reinoculation. The industry has entirely atrophied its analytical muscles. They need to return to ground-level analysis.
Because for the last decade, they've just outsourced their thinking to a server in Texas.
Exactly. They forgot how to read a neighborhood. You have to go back to real-world vital signs. What is the actual wage growth in this zip code?
What can a real human being actually afford to pay?
Yes. Organic demand. That is far more reliable than a doomed black box telling you to withhold supply.
Which leads to the third prescription.
Preparing for transparency amputations.
That sounds painful.
It will be. Federal regulations are going to force the amputation of these shared data models. Investors have to underwrite for a transparent, highly volatile pricing environment.
The era of the digital cartel is over.
It is. You can no longer bank on that smooth, algorithmically enforced rent curve. Landlords might actually have to brace yourself, compete for tenants.
Offer a better price. What a radical therapy.
I know, it's terrifying for them. But it brings us to the brutal clinical truth of the bottom line.
Right. If your pricing strategy relies on this black box coordinating with your competition, you aren't adjusting for the market.
No. You are underwriting a lawsuit.
You are baking a federal indictment directly into your spreadsheet.
Precisely. And when the music stops, the withdrawal symptoms are going to be catastrophic for property valuations.
Well, before we get to that, I think we have to deliver Pry's final safety disclaimer to you, the listener.
Yes. The warning label on the prescription bottle.
Listen closely. Exposure to algorithmic price fixing may cause severe side effects. These include, but are not limited to, sudden urges to plead the fifth, acute anxiety during DOJ press conferences, and phantom pains in the yield management department.
It's a very serious condition.
It is. Please remember, Priyanshu Adithakar is a brilliant investigator, not your legal counsel.
No, but he's asking the one chilling question that the rest of the industry is terrified to answer.
What is that?
When the federal government finally lobotomizes this central nervous system that these corporate landlords have been relying on, what happens to the valuations of the properties that have forgotten how to breathe on their own?
I mean, the cap rates will implode if the artificial rent floor shatters, the income drops, and the asset value plummets.
It's going to be an equity wipeout. A violent return to reality.
Well, the fluorescent lights are buzzing, and I think I hear the sirens outside. Looks like visiting hours are over.
Just another day at the CRE clinic.
A weary sign-off from the nursing desk, folks. Just remember, in a market suffering from recurring delusions, critical thinking and brutal clinical honesty are the only real medicine left.
Stay grounded.
And whatever you do, don't trust the black box.